This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com. Warning, the following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Buckle up and hold on.
This station is not responsible for injuries.
This is War Now, the Wayne Allyn Root Show, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allyn Root.
Well, you got to set your clock 60 minutes ahead if you just want Wayne. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for the great Wayne Allyn Root on the USA Radio Network, at least for the first hour. And this, there's a whisper that that could be something that is long-term on Thursday nights. We're looking into that, which would be a lot of fun. But once again, it's an honor to be on the USA Radio Network in this great show, War Now. 833-927-8255, 833-WAR-TALK. I've been fortunate enough to get a chance to fill in for Wayne for the well over a year, probably closing in on 2 years, and it's always a lot of fun. So I'm looking forward to the next challenge, which is right here in front of us each and every week. So it'll be a lot of fun to do this. Again, I would love to hear from a lot of phone calls from around the country. As you know, this great radio network spans the entire, basically the entire continent, from the continent. Is that right? Yeah. From Vegas to California, all the way out here to Long Island and Connecticut and everywhere in between. So welcome to the show today. There's so many places that we could start. Oh, my God. There's so much going on. I mean, if you just click on different websites or different news sources, it's just endless, right? It just doesn't end. It's one story after another. But I figured a good place to start would be the Wells Fargo and TD Bank turning over the president's financial records, which I started to think about this. So the House Financial Service Committee, they want the records from Donald Trump, and there's a legal battle that's been going on between the administration and the Democrats for these sensitive files. And I was thinking, you know, does this mean if my congressman or my senator, if they want to see how much is in my checking account, they can sort of go weave through the motions and find out how much I have in my accounts, or find out how much I've given to a charity, or ultimately get my IRS tax documents. Can they can do, that's what they're telling me they can do now with this. That's the way I see it. I think that is what it is. To me, that seems like what's going on. So Wells Fargo turned over a few thousand documents to this committee. TD Bank, apparently, they provided a couple. Now, here's the kicker. Here's what gets me, and here's why I wanted to start with this. The committee is led by Chairwoman Maxine Waters of California. Now, Maxine Waters is maybe, I mean, there's a couple people who are close, but she is maybe the dumbest member of the world of politics that reside in Washington. Here's the thing. She's been in Congress since 1991. This is her 15th term. This is one of the reasons why this country, if you look at it and you say to yourself and you scratch your head, like, let's look at the brass tacks on what's wrong with the country. You've got people like Maxine Waters who somehow figure out a way to be in Congress for 15 years. 15 years this woman has been in. I was reading something the other day about how, and I have it somewhere here in my stack of stuff, which is all over this room, which is making my type 1 personality get a little antsy today. But I was reading where the IQ of people of developed countries is going down for a variety of reasons. And one of them, as far as I'm concerned, is the fact that everybody is buried into their smartphone. Now, it's one thing to be buried into your smartphone or your computer or your tablet and doing things that are worthwhile, reading a great book or, you know, doing something productive. But if you're texting your pal with a bunch of emojis and a bunch of sort of letters that sort of spell out a word, really not sure that's improving anybody's IQ. And I think even though Maxine Waters, that age has passed her by, I would still consider her one of the dumbest members of Congress. Sorry, Maxine, if you're listening out there in California, but that is just the way it is, and you know it. And the thing is that now she is got her hands, or is trying to get her hands, on the president's tax documents, which is incredible to me that they're allowing this to go this far, right? So the banks, two of the nine financial institutions, which congressional Democrats are seeking cooperation again, have given already. Now, there's also a New York judge which ruled two other banks, Deutsche Bank and Capital One, were now required to comply with congressional subpoenas seeking access to Trump's financial records as well. They want, obviously, the Washington folks want his tax documents. Now, why do they want his IRS documents, everybody? What do you think is behind this? There's just a couple of reasons. First of all, the idea that when he was a businessman, if he had any dealings with Russia, who cares? Probably everybody in business had dealings with Russia. And if for some reason he borrowed a bunch of money from Russia, so what? I haven't seen one thing that this guy has done that actually would lead anybody to believe that in some way, shape, or form he's conspired in any way since he's been president to conspire with the Russians. Zero. None. None. And by the way, the whole idea, we went through this over and over and over again about the election, rigging the election, which is a bunch of garbage. It's all garbage. They've been doing that kind of thing for decades. And now, because technology has improved, their way of doing it has improved. So, the House Ways and Means Committee, they want the president's tax returns. They won't impeach him. They don't want to go that far. Even Nancy Pelosi doesn't want to impeach because it's bad politics to impeach. Can you imagine that? Do you realize that we live in a country where the political machine is the most important thing for these politicians? Do you understand what I'm saying when I say that? In other words, it doesn't matter what the situation is. If it will help them politically, they'll do it. If it hurts them politically, they'll stay away from it. So you have a situation where there are a bunch of Democrats in Washington who may not think an impeachment, moving forward with an impeachment, will help them, so they back off and stay away. Nancy Pelosi's one of them. She realizes that even if you drag the president's name through the mud, by the time it gets to an impeachment scenario in the Senate, they won't do it. So they will lose there. And he'll become like a martyr to the entire country. It'll have a sympathetic scenario that'll surround that. And politically, it won't be good for them. So they won't do it. Now, in the grand scheme of things, the idea of a politician is supposed to be do what's right. Always do what's right first. If you think that that's right, do it. Don't do it because it's going to better you politically, or don't not do it because you think it may hurt you down the road. That's, I mean, to me, that's terrible. And now, because of all this nonsense, the one thing for sure, I mean, there's a lot of things that we should be moving forward with, but eventually we need some kind of infrastructure package. And I think it was yesterday, the president had Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer into the White House. And I don't know about you guys, but when I was a kid, when I was old enough to drive, that age, high schoolish, we played this game where we would beep the horn and then the person would look walking down the street and you wave in the other direction, sort of like a gotcha moment. Stupid, silly, right? Silly. But I feel like that's what the president did to Nancy Pelosi and Chuckie Schumer yesterday. He brought him into the White House, sort of beeped the horn and waved in the other direction. Yeah, I'm good with you guys. You can go home now. I mean, I would eventually like to see an infrastructure package. I've said this before here. I say it, you know, anytime we're talking about this. I think if the president had started with an infrastructure package, we'd be in a whole different scenario right now. We would have, because I think if you started with the infrastructure package, you could have got everybody on board. They would all have been happy. All of this other peripheral nonsense may have gone away. And also, I think you would have gotten a wall built by now, because yesterday I read we're only a few miles of this, 20 miles, I think, of the wall has actually been built since they went forward with this the new money that came up. And that, to me, that was it's unacceptable with the amount of time that's passed that that's all that's been built. But my point is, if you had started with an infrastructure package, something solid, even if it's $1 trillion, the Democrats would have loved to spend $1 trillion. $2 trillion
They would have double loved it.
Right. So if you could have done that, and inside that you could have hidden your wall and everybody would have been happy. Everybody would have been kissing each other and patting each other on the back and giving you high fives and fanny pats as well. It would have been marvelous. But they started with the health care and it sort of fell a little bit flat. And now here we are without a wall and some of the things are going on. But I do think that in the grand scheme of things, that would have been a better way to go. But again, yesterday you get the wave, you get the back and forth, the Twitter feud, all the name calling, but still no impeachment, right? They don't want to impeach because they don't want to hurt themselves politically, which is, it's same old, same old. It's the same old stuff that is going on again with Donald Trump. It's almost like I could leave and come back, and this is, like I said, we got a lot to talk about, but a lot of times it's the same things that we're talking about. It's the same nonsense over and over again, and it gets a little frustrating. It certainly gets frustrating sitting in this chair every single day and having to fight this fight, which should already be over. It should already be finished. All right. Well, listen, I'm going to be here for the first hour. Wayne will be back at 7 o'clock or second hour, depending upon where you're listening. If you're on the East Coast, it's 7 o'clock. If you're on the West Coast, it will be 4 o'clock in the afternoon. Now, tomorrow night, Wayne is going to come in for the final hour of the show. So he'll be in from the third hour complete. I'll get it right somewhere along the line. The left and right coast is messing me up, man. What can I tell you? But I'll be in for him tomorrow night for 2 hours instead of one. That would have been an easier way to say. My phone number is 833-WAR-TALK, 833-927-8255. My email address, by the way, is leelcradio. That's L-E-E-E-L-C-I. That's four E's in a row. Radio at gmail.com. I do get a lot of emails from some folks out there, so if you want to keep them coming, that's great. Once again, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for the first hour right now on USA Radio Network. The show is War Now. We'll be back.
This is Wayne Allen Root. I have a voice problem. My voice easily gets hoarse. That's a big problem when you're a talk show host. I talk thousands of hours a year on radio and TV. I have to protect my voice. Well, those problems are a thing of the past. My throat is now a workhorse because of my doctor suggests all-natural silver lozenges. I pop these lozenges all day long and all show long. Silver has been used historically to destroy bacteria, viruses, and even yeast. Imagine sucking on a lozenge and letting the silver slowly and consistently destroy the cause of mouth, throat, and respiratory problems. Those lozenges work. I'm living proof. They're a miracle for me. Now a more advanced silver formula is available in a liquid gel or lozenge form, and you can get all three in one package at 20% off because War sent you. My doctor suggests the name of the company, but Wayne Root doesn't suggest. I urge you to try these remarkable all-natural lozenges today. Call 866-660-9868. That's 866-660-9868. Or go to mydoctorsuggest.com/root. Use promo code USA Radio to save 20% off. That's mydoctorsuggest.com/root.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE 5W30. Available on Amazon.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit LightYourLiberty.com. That's LightYourLiberty.com. And regain control of your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
War now. Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount and then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product and one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Wayne wants to hear from you. Call now, 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Fordham Resources is the main title sponsor of this national radio show. We are in the Fordham Resources studio. They get the naming rights. They are an all-American company. I love all-American companies. They represent capitalism. I'm a capitalist evangelist. Fordham Resources, publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. They're led by their chairman and CEO, Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent a share stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Fordham is his new baby. It has over 350,000 acres of high-profile oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. That gives you credibility. That's integrity. Fordham also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. That's about nine times bigger than the city of Manhattan, New York. Fordham's traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. FTMR, go to their website for more, FordhamResources.com. Fordham, F-O-R-T-E-M, FordhamResources.com, ticker symbol FTMR.
All right, it's Lee Elsie filling in for Wayne Allen Root, the first hour of the War Now radio broadcast, and we're going to go right out to Diane, who's been patiently waiting out in my favorite city in the entire world, Las Vegas, Nevada. Diane, how are you?
Hi, Lee. Yep, we loved having you here.
I love it out there. It's my favorite place.
I know, it's such a beautiful city, really, and there's a lot to do. I mean, other than just gambling and seeing all the great shows.
How long you been there?
38 years.
I love it. Where'd you come from again? I forgot. You told me last time.
I was born in Michigan, but yeah. I came from Southern California.
All right. You're a California girl. All right. I get it.
Yeah.
What's up tonight? What do you got?
Well, I got a comment on what you said. I'm going to disagree with what you said that
all right.
If Trump would have started with the infrastructure stuff, and I'll tell you why. I learned a long time ago that you cannot say the right thing to the wrong people.
Okay.
And you cannot say the wrong thing to the right people. So when you go to engage somebody, if they're on your side, even if you screw it up when you ask the question or start your speech or do something that most people wouldn't like, the people that are for you, they'll give you the benefit of the doubt and they'll be for you and you can't unconvince them. And that's why Trump's standing is so good, is because the right people, you know, even though he does things and says things that most of us a lot of times would not, but we stand by him. And if you notice all the wonderful things he's done, but none of those Democrats and even all the rhino Republicans have not stood by him. And no matter what he's done, no matter how he's tried to work on their side or, you know, come together, they're just not doing it. Because you can't make the right, you can't make the wrong people do the right thing.
Let me ask you a question, because I understand what you're saying and I get it, but my point was, if he had started with giving them something that they wanted, in other words, if you want something, and by getting something, if you give somebody else something that you are also okay with having, and you get what you want that they didn't want you to have, and then you win. I guess, I mean, I really explained that terribly.
Oh, no, I agree with that. I agree creating win-win. Yeah,
right. So, in other words, if he gave them, we need infrastructure. If he gave them infrastructure,
yes.
And then inside the infrastructure built in a wall, providing for a wall, everybody wins in that case, right?
They're not going to give him that wall. They don't want to give it to him.
Yeah, but if they had infrastructure, like if the infrastructure was first, they would have said yes. I believe they would have said yes to some sort of a wall.
You know what? I don't think so, and I'll tell you why. Because so many other things we gave them that they wanted and then didn't even give us the little tiny bit we wanted for the wall and then ended up blowing all that money three times as much on fighting him.
Yeah, but Diane, thank you for the call. But don't forget, in the beginning, Trump had all of the juice. He had the House. He had the Senate. Everything was his, right? He could have did whatever he really wanted. And at that point, all of the Republicans would have been on board for an infrastructure package. So it did them. You throw in a good chunk of money for a wall and more security at the border, man. Everybody comes away ahead. Listen, we have a bunch of callers on hold. Please hang in through the break. I'll go right to you first when we come back. My name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allyn Root. Our number is 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Again, please email me, leelsieradio@gmail.com. More calls after the break. Stick around.
Okay, so a watch is good, and some jewelry. Better grab some flowers, too.
Hey, what you doing?
Mother's Day, remember?
Oh, yeah.
So I'm making lists, gotta plan a trip to the store, then need to save all the receipts in case she wants to return.
You know there's an easier way, right?
I'm guessing you do?
Yes, and I'm gonna show you the easy, quick way to shop for mom, and save 30% at sunshine-pillows.com.
Ah, pillows.
Mm-hmm.
Great idea.
Oh, not just pillows. Sunshine-pillows.com has the best selection of custom heated neck wraps and heated neck pillows.
She always says she has stress.
And aches and pains, right? Look, they have hot and cold therapy products.
Ooh, it says we can buy any select combo up to $150 and get 30% off.
Yep, just use this promo code MOM30.
You know, for a little brother, you're pretty smart.
Get something for every mom on your list and save 30% when you spend up to $150 on any select combo. Now through Mother's Day only at sunshine-pillows.com. Use promo code MOM30. Sunshine-pillows.com. Your complete line of therapeutic pillows and pads.
War now!
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump rolls out a $16 billion aid package for farmers and ranchers. This support for farmers will be paid for by the billions of dollars our Treasury takes in. We'll be taking in, depending on what period of time we're talking, many billions of dollars.
The president was then asked about convicted terrorist John Walker Lynn being released from prison on Thursday.
Am I happy about it? Not even a little bit.
The Justice Department has hit WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange with Espionage Act charges, significantly escalating the legal fight against the high-profile activist. Thursday's revelation of the 18 additional charges filed in the Eastern District of Virginia mean Assange could face significantly more prison time if found guilty. A $19 billion disaster aid bill is headed to the House after passage in the Senate by an 85-8 vote. The bill is expected to be signed by President Trump. This is USA Radio News.
Rocket to stardom with the savings at Kohl's. Save on Elton John Rocket Man tees, only $14.99. Pick up family swimwear under $19.99. And beach towels are just $9.99. Plus, take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. Plus, get $5 Kohl's cash for every $25 spent. Kohl's. See Rocket Man in theaters May 31st, rated R. Select styles, $10 offer valid May 23rd through 27th with promo code SERVICE10. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Is your child defiant, independent, annoyingly inquisitive? After a long, hard day of following the rules, who wants to deal with troublesome kids? 49% of children suffer from oppositional defiant disorder, or ODD. Symptoms of ODD include independent thought, rampant creativity, and failure to submit to authority. But now there's a solution. The good people at Pilfer can help you with their time-release, once-daily capsule, Compliacin. Your child won't be able to form his own opinions, let alone express them. It maintains your child's ability to go to a state-run school and perform simple tasks around the house. You won't have to worry about parenting, and the school won't have to deal with your kid asking questions. Compliacin. You'll go from this.
Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do! Quit telling me what to do!
To this.
Good morning, Mother. I love going to school. And this week we're learning all about how the government is our federal family and they're here to help us.
Compliacin. Talk to your school psychiatrist and ask for it by name.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Wayne
wants to hear from you. Call now. 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with Wayne Allen Root.
Liberty HealthShare is the sponsor of this segment of the show, and I, you know, usually there's a specific spiel I give, you know, a specific script that I read to talk about Liberty HealthShare, but I've kind of got off script for the last couple of months, because 2 months ago, I had surgery for kidney stones, and they took care of everything. All I had to do was pay off my deductible, which, unlike my old days with health insurance, with Aetna, it was like $10,000. Now it's $2,500, and I paid off my $2,500, and from that point on, the surgery was taken care of by Liberty HealthShare. Pretty amazing. I mean, I can't think of anyone that could treat you better than that. They reimbursed my son for his dental bill, for his wisdom teeth. I have emergency wisdom tooth surgery. They took care of $2,000 out of a $2,500 bill. Thank you, Liberty HealthShare. I had three doctor visits late in 2018. They took care of all of those. They were considered wellness visits. They were free. I didn't even make a copay. It's $107 a month at a single, $449 a month for a family. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-58-LIBERTY, 855-585-4237, or lightyourliberty.com. Very cool.
All right, we're back. It's about 36 minutes after the hour. My name is Lee Elsie. I am filling in for Wayne Allen Root, at least for hour one. He'll be back in, 24 minutes to be exact. So we've got some folks waiting on the hold for a while. So we're going to go out to Chet in Long Island. Thanks for the wait, Chet. You're up.
Hey, Lee, yesterday after Nancy made her cover-up comment, Trump missed a huge opportunity, in my opinion. And just picture it. President Trump walks in there with a camera crew. They set up the meeting, and he says, I heard what you said, Nancy. It wasn't nice, but because I'm such a great guy and in the spirit of bipartisanship, I prepared an infrastructure proposal, slams the paper down on the desk, goes over the numbers, exactly what's going to go into it. You know damn well that Chuckles and Nancy would have balked, and Trump looks like the winner.
Well, he's had a couple opportunities. Well, he's had a couple opportunities to do something similar to that. Remember with all of the lies when Schumer was for security and for a wall back in the day, he should have played that video going into their meeting. So there's a lot of opportunities. First of all, you know this, Chet. They're all hypocrites, right? So you can pick out any topic and just kind of go back and look at any time they were speaking somewhere along the line, and chances are they put their foot in their mouth or they backtracked on something. But yeah, I like your idea. I mean, Trump should have took it to him. I think he should do more of that stuff.
You know, Lee, I think he played into their hands, because what they're trying to do is show that he's unhinged. And, you know, what are they talking about, a cover-up? That could mean anything. That could be semantics with the Democrats. Are they talking about he's covering up his taxes? She never really said what he's covering up.
Right.
So they play this game with him. He gets upset. He comes in. He says, meeting's over. We're not doing it. I'm not going to talk to you under this situation. Whereas instead, if he came in with the cameras and he said, look at what I'm doing. Aren't I such a great guy? And I can picture him doing it. That's the thing, like, in my head. As I'm saying it, I can actually picture the man doing this.
Right.
And I don't know why they let him storm in there as he did, and in 3 minutes he was out of there in a huff, and the next thing you know he's in the Rose Garden, and he's addressing the nation about what terrible people Nancy and Chuck are. Look, for the most part, conservatives like me, we're not going to look at the side of Chuck and Nancy and say, you know, they got a point there. You know, that's not going to happen. Right. He's got to win over that middle ground. He needs more support than what he has right now. You know, I heard Michael Savage talking about that today. He needs more of the middle to come to his side, or he won't get reelected, and there will be a danger in Biden. I think he missed a huge opportunity here, man.
Well, Chet, I mean, well said as always, and well broke down. You do a great job. Thanks as always, Chet, and I will. I'm sure I'll talk to you tomorrow on our morning show here on this end of the country. But yeah, I mean, listen. As far as the president goes, when it comes to the media manipulation, I've said this from the beginning. You know, say what you want about him being a president, and what you think about his presidential skills or whatever. He's the best media manipulator ever, and I say that, and even when I say that, I still see times, like Chet I just mentioned, where he could have done something a little bit different that may have been a little bit more of a direct punch to the opposition. Kevin out in Long Island's been waiting a long time, and Kevin wants to bring something up that I was hoping we were going to be able to get to today, and that was John Walker. Tell me about this, Kevin. What's happening? Kevin, you still there? Kevin going once. Kevin going twice. Man, you've been waiting forever. Last call. Kevin! All right, Kevin. Kevin's gone. Kevin wanted to talk about the American Taliban fighter released as the, during... Well, he just got released. Let's put it this way. He spent 17 years in federal prison. Now, I don't know if you guys remember this case. Of course, maybe you do, maybe you don't. But he was captured while fighting in Afghanistan in 2001. And he was released Thursday. 17 years in federal prison. The U.S. Bureau of Prisons confirmed his early release from the federal high-security prison in Indiana yesterday. His lawyers, again, 38-year-old Walker, suspected by some of still harboring radical views. Of course he does. And he still has, I'm sure, a lot of anger towards the United States government. My question to everybody on this one is, I thought that when you were deemed an enemy of the state, and when you have fought, right, if you fought for some other country, and your hostilities are aimed directly at the United States, that, I thought, was treason. And I thought treason, correct me if I'm wrong, is punishable by death. So why is he out after 17 years? Why? That I don't understand, so maybe somewhere along the line I'll be able to figure that out. But that's, you know, that's something that I would... this is a guy I wouldn't want living in my... You want to live in your neighborhood? You want him cutting the grass? With his long beard and his hijab on? I don't trust this guy. So I'm sure he's got strict probation and strict parole, I'm sure. But still, I mean, this is the guy you want in your backyard? I don't think so. I don't think so. All right, another thing I wanted to talk about. So I think last time I was on here, I mentioned about the, how do I say this delicately, the situation that's going on in San Francisco. And I saw a video of this yesterday where somebody was going to the bathroom, like right there in the middle of the street. Like right there. They basically dropped their drawers in the middle of the street. My point is this, okay? There's a New York Times opinion piece calling attention to the unbelievable conditions in many American cities, and one of the cities on that list was San Francisco. And according to this particular op-ed piece, American cities unlivable, wealthy liberals developing a world nightmare. You've got the ultra-rich and the super poor. And the ultra-rich, not in my backyard, NIMBY, baby, they just say, get the homeless people away from me. Where are you going to put them? You've got this huge chasm between the old... In fact, I bet you didn't know this. I didn't know this until I was doing a little research on it today. But California ranks as the most poverty-stricken state with a fifth of the population struggling to get by. That, take that into account, they still have the most billionaires. Since 2010, by the way, the out-migration of California has surged. There's a lot of states that fit that category. Connecticut, actually, where I'm broadcasting from right now, has a huge out-migration. People can't get out of here fast enough because it's run by Democrats, has been run by Democrats forever. Same is going on in California. It's catastrophic. Can you imagine living in a city as beautiful as San Francisco used to be, and having it overrun by homeless bums who don't care about anything, are going to the bathroom in the middle of the street or up against a tree? And I was watching this video as people were sprinting by because they were disgusted. They couldn't believe it was going on. Now, I don't even know what I would do if I had that happening in front of me. What do you do in that situation? How do you handle that? So California, which again has an outward migration, but an inward migration, of course, of what? Illegals, homeless, lawlessness. How many people do they let out of prison early over and over and over again? And you've created this culture of depravity. That's what you got. California's a horror show. And I mean, last time I was in California, man, it's been 20 years, but I remember L.A. was big and it took forever to get. I was living in Vegas at the time and took the 4-hour ride a couple of times and went and drove around, went to Hollywood, did this, that, and the other, and was doing my thing, trying to become an actor and all that goes along with that. And I just remember that California was laid back and it was clean, it was fun, it was nice, it was easy going. You know, everybody said hi. Can you imagine living in a place where the homeless folks are going to the bathroom as you're trying to have a coffee at a Starbucks or having lunch at a diner or whatever. You're at an outside diner and some dude just drops and goes to the bathroom right in front of you. And nobody does anything. The cops do nothing. People do nothing. It's just like it's meant to be. It's incredible. It's a welfare state. The socialistic ideas, it's just, it's not livable. Human garbage. It's like the human garbage just make a direct beeline for California. So, I don't know. But to me, it's a direct result of the liberal philosophy of making sure, listen, the liberal philosophy of no personal accountability. Everybody gets a trophy. Everybody wins. Let's love everybody. That is a liberal mentality, just as the same as socialism is, or the same as abortion is, the same as, you know, let open borders. All of that, that's the same mindset. That mindset and the personal responsibility takes a back seat to everything else. To me, personal responsibility is the most important thing you can do. Be responsible for you, right? Get yourself up. Move forward. Continue to move forward. You get knocked down, get up, move forward. It's incredible. 833-927-8255. Man, it goes like that. I got one more break. I'll come back in just a couple minutes if you want to call and love to hear from you. 833-WAR-TALK. Again, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. My name is Lee Elsie, filling in the first hour for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be in about 15 minutes. The USA Radio Network and more now. We'll be back.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
At Indeed, we believe a resume is a great way to see an overview of a candidate. But you're not hiring a resume, you're hiring a person. That's why Indeed offers tools that help bridge the gap between a candidate and the resume. Like skill tests, which let you actually see a candidate's abilities in action to make sure they're a good fit for the job. See beyond the resume with Indeed. Experience Indeed for yourself today and get a free sponsored job upgrade on your first posting at Indeed.com/promo. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm not going very far.
It's too uncomfortable.
I'm in a hurry. Sometimes I just forget.
There's no such thing as a good excuse for not buckling up. You're not only putting yourself at risk of injury or death, it could also cost you lots of money. Cops are writing tickets, so why take the risk? Do the smart thing and start buckling up every trip, day or night. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
I'm Wade Allen Root for Tangible Investments. Tangible's CEO has been quoted on the front page of the Wall Street Journal, interviewed on CNBC, and featured in Fortune magazine. He's been warning about a volatile and unpredictable stock market for months. The Dow is down 4,000 points since the peak. The Russell 2000 down more than 20%. In 2008, the market fell 55%, more than half your net worth wiped out. You need asset protection now. If you're a qualified client who has ever bought gold or silver before, and you have the receipt to prove it, Tangible Investments will give you a free fractional American Gold Eagle with a retail value of $199. Tangible will prove after you deal with Tangible Investments, you'll never buy from anyone else ever again. Call now to find out if you qualify for your $199 gold gift free. Call Tangible Investments at 800-780-9000. That's 800-780-9000. Tangible has done billions of dollars in transactions and could show you how to protect your assets. Call 800-780-9000 and go for your free $199 coin.
War now.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Is War Now, the Wayne Allen Root Show. To speak with Wayne, call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root. He'll be in let's say, 13 minutes and 40 seconds. So don't hold your breath. I don't think you can hold your breath that long. All right, listen, we've got a full bank of calls, but if you want to try to squeeze in 833-927-8255 or 833-WAR-TALK, let's go to Kevin, once again, in my favorite city in the entire world, Las Vegas. Kevin, personal responsibility. Talk to me.
Yeah, hey, how you doing? I just heard you on the radio, and I've been saying that for years. I think that the real difference between conservatives and liberals and the left and the right is their view of personal responsibility. I couldn't agree with you more. You're the first person I've ever heard, you know, on radio or TV really echo that sentiment, and I appreciate it. I wanted to call and let you know that.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that, man. We talk about that all the time, and to me, I don't want anybody to do anything for me. I want to do it myself, right? I want to pick myself up, and I want to move forward, but I think the liberal mindset is the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, it's okay to receive help here and there, and that's fine, but yeah, you want to move yourself forward. You don't want to be a charity case. You don't want to be a bum. At least I don't anyway.
I agree with you, man. What do you do out there in Vegas?
I'm in the military.
Hey, thank you, my friend. Thank you for your service, and thank you for everything. And again, I don't know what you're doing on Memorial Day, but we're all thinking of you, and we appreciate what you do.
All right, sounds good. Hey,
all right, brother. Thank you. Have a good one. Let's go, because we're going to try to squeeze in a bunch here. Let's go back across the country to Long Island where Kevin is. Kevin, how are you?
Oh, say, can you see? Lee, you're a hardworking man. I want to talk about this gentleman that you spoke about. I'm sorry we got disconnected.
That's all right.
I draw a direct line between Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry, and this release of this person at this particular time. Our president needs a knockout, and he's going to get it, I do believe. And I don't know what faces our country. We all are in peril at this particular time. Tremendous history passing in front of our eyes. But I thank you for taking my call.
Kevin, listen, I appreciate what you do. And my question to the country and my question to everybody out there is, how can somebody betray the United States of America, fight for the Taliban, get caught, come back, and only do 17 years in prison. How is that possible? How many people did this guy kill? How many people died as a result of what he did? And yet he's out. He's living somewhere in Virginia right now. It's totally unacceptable. Back to Connecticut we go with the one and only Rocky. Rocky, how are you?
Good evening, audience. Good evening, Lee. What do we talk about, Lee? We talk about the traitors on the field of the Taliban that should have been executed right away, like they did the hero of the GI in World War II. They didn't take no prisoners. They had to annihilate the enemy because that's how you win wars. Now we're monkeying around with politics. Ridiculous.
Can you imagine, Rocky? I mean, somebody betrays this country and they're out. No. He's a free man today.
Yeah. It's just inconceivable. And the heroes like the Navy SEALs and all the others that fought bravely for the honor and the flag of the country, they go to jail or they get a living worth for killing the enemy. These guys, it's just all upside down, Lee. I don't know how to explain it. These people are just upside down.
Well, I mean,
As far as Nancy Pelosi, see where we are hardworking, honorable patriots. We should demonstrate in front of our mansion, and we should do what the other people are allowed to do in San Francisco, right in front of the sidewalk. See how she's like that. But we don't do that because we should. 1,000 patriots should go there and do the stuff right on the sidewalk. They should be covered for it. Let me tell you something. See if she like that.
A big
God
compost.
Bless you, Lee.
Thank you, Rocky. A big compost pile in front of Nancy Pelosi's house. Well, listen, nobody seems to bother when people are going to the bathroom in the middle of the street in San Francisco. So maybe if 1,000 patriots showed up after having, I don't know, taco salad somewhere at, I don't know where they were. I don't even eat that stuff, so I don't know. But going up to Nancy Pelosi's house and taking care of, well, that's disgusting. Now I'm grossing myself out. Anyway, thank you, Rocky. I don't know if we have time to take any more calls. So we probably don't. I'll be back here tomorrow. Well, I'm very excited about that. So, you know, I did want to share with you. Well, you know what I promised everybody I would tell the story. So I have a minute, so I'll tell it. I lived for a brief amount of time in Australia. This has nothing to do with politics. It just has to do with me. I just to give you a little background, very quick. I'm about 6 feet, 240 pounds. Was a professional athlete. I still try to work out every day, the whole nine yards. So I'm in my garage and I'm heading towards my freezer, which is it's like a floor freezer. It stands about 4 feet high. And I get ready to open it, and on the wall behind the freezer is the biggest spider that I have ever seen in my entire life. And like a, you know, probably like a, you know, fourth grade schoolgirl, I screamed. It was huge. I lived in Australia. I saw those giant spiders the size of your fist, and this was bigger. This spider in my garage 2 days ago was bigger, and I didn't kill it. It's still in my house. So if I'm not back tomorrow at 6 o'clock, you know that the thing finally got me, and it got my jugular, and it's taking me out. But hopefully I'll be here tomorrow. Wayne Allen Root is, in fact, next. Stick around. You guys have a good one. See you.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Products they offer.